Jamie, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
So here we are 2 years later. What has Women's March Sydney been working on since Donald Trump's inauguration?
Well, Women's March Sydney have been committed to staying active since after the initial march, and we've wanted to organise ongoing actions in support of equality, civility and justice. We realised after the initial march that regressive political platforms around the world were going to be an ongoing issue, and we decided that we didn't want to rest as long as there was hatred, discrimination, violence being promoted against any marginalised group. So aside from our anniversary marches, which is our big event every year, we still meet regularly to discuss what's been happening in our community, in the country, in the world at large. We look at ways that we can try to work within what our core values are. For example, we've been proud to work with the N12 campaign to fight for reproductive rights in New South Wales, the campaign for safe access zones for people accessing abortion services. We worked with the Yes campaign. We've joined the New South Wales Women's Alliance and the Safe State Initiative. So as long as there's still these regressive policies and there's still work to do, we're committed to being there.
A lot going on. And recently in the US, women won more seats than ever before in the House of Representatives after a record number of female candidates were on ballots across the country. Do you have hopes for greater female representation in Australian politics in the lead up to Australia's federal election?
Absolutely, yeah. Representation is undoubtedly one of the most important steps in changing policies that are damaging towards women. It's difficult to legislate in the best interests of women if you don't have those voices represented, if you're not listening to female experiences regularly, if you're not actually having those voices within your parties, whichever that might be. So for us, representation is a massive part of what we believe in. And as you've seen, like you said, with the US now, there was a lot of talk before the midterm elections and afterwards about this blue wave, where there was this big talk about progressive candidates sweeping into power. But now it's being called the women's wave because they've realised that so many of those candidates that came into power were women, and that's what's forming this massive policy change. And the women's wave is the theme of our march this year because we believe that one woman is powerful. But when you get all of those women together, that's when you can get a wave, and that's how real change happens. So for us, representation is an absolute goal and something that we really want to push to see more of in Australia.
It's definitely been great to see and, yeah, witness. And there has been a lot of controversy surrounding the role of men in the media lately. You may have caught the Gillette ad recently commenting on toxic masculinity and ways men can kind of be better in their everyday interactions with women. What would you say, you know, the men's role in all of this is?
I would say that for us, we definitely encourage men to attend the march. Our events are always inclusive. We encourage everyone to attend who wants to stand up for dignity, justice, equality and respect, whether that's men, women, people of all kinds of backgrounds, identities, experiences. In order to have these very important discussions, we think that everybody needs to come to the table. We think that everybody needs to be discussing and learning. You know, we don't have all of the answers. We don't know anybody who does have all of the answers, but what we want to do is facilitate a discussion around it. A big part of our mission statement for this year's event is that we're talking about a cultural change within Australia and the way that we think about and respond to particularly the issue of family and domestic violence. And that's going to need everybody's involvement. So we think that, particularly speaking to the role of men, it's just as much as possible, be there, have the discussions, you know, talk about what's going on, discuss with other people what their experiences are and how they're feeling, and just try to work towards a solution with everybody, because it's issues of this magnitude, they're going to take everybody.
Completely. And I think it's also easy nowadays to fall into a kind of slacktivism, what some people call slacktivism, where you kind of, you know, sign a campaign on Facebook in between online shopping. But, you know, what are the benefits of actually leaving the house and physically attending a protest? Do you believe protests can really affect change? I guess we've seen they have in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the last, I think few years have been a great example of that with the Women's March events, not just in Australia, but all around the world. It was this massive moment in time, and it's continuing now. I think one of the main benefits of physically being there to protest on the day is there's an incredible sense of community involved in these kinds of activities. That was one of the things that really blew us away the first year, was just seeing the sheer amount of people who were out there and the great amount of community that you feel when you're with people who are also concerned about these issues, people who are also willing to stand up for these things. It can be easy to feel sometimes like maybe you're the only one who's noticing, or you know, you're going through it and nobody else seems to be as concerned. So it's a really good thing just to look around and see that there's that many other voices out there who are willing to stand up. And as far as people who are particularly feeling the impact of these kinds of regressive policies and behaviours that we stand against, it's a great way to show support and solidarity. It's a nice way to actually have a physical representation of people saying, this is wrong, we don't agree, we're here for you, we want to do whatever the work is to change it. And this year for us, with the fair that we're having after the march, it's a great connector for people with other organisations so that they can see the kind of work that's being done in the community. It's great to come out and be in support of this change that we need, and to stand against negativity and racism, sexism, hatred of any kind. But we think it's also a fabulous opportunity to meet with some of these other frontline organizations and see the work that they're doing in the community. And there's a chance to be involved with them. We'll have workshops, we'll have different activities. There's just ways to facilitate conversation, find out if there's organizations out there that are working in something that people are particularly passionate about, and then they can be involved with that ongoing. So it's not just being there on the day, it's also finding something that you're passionate about. And if we can get people to want to be involved ongoing, then that's absolutely the goal for us.
Yeah, completely. A great place to network for sure. Yeah, well, Jamie, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been great. Really looking forward to the march. I will be attending.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good day. That was Jamie Evans, key organiser of Women's March Sydney. You can head down to Hyde Park this Sunday 20th to join others in protest to change the culture of violence against women and fight discriminatory rhetoric.